Hey everyone, my name is Joe Armstrong. Thank you as always for listening to Independence Day. Come to you Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, you can listen to this anytime you want. We are in an on-demand world, and this podcast is no exception. This week's guest, the wonderful and extremely talented Ronan Chris Murphy, who's a musician, but actually, he's a studio owner, he's a producer, he's an engineer, he does music for video games, he does a lot of different things. Say hello, Ronan.
Hey, nice to be here.
Great to talk to you, man. I had such a wonderful time talking to you. People should check out the full episode, indepday.com. INDEPDAY.com, also indepday.com/iTunes. We talked about making records with King Crimson. We talked about the Guar record, which you can't talk about yet. We talked about the voodoo art of being a producer. We talked about our favorite baseball card producers, all these different things. But this is the one thing I wanted to feature. You're also an artist. You write music. You perform music yourself, which is something I made make sure I didn't want to like overlook. So the song we're going to hear for this web exclusive is called Paralee Sleeps. The group is called, it's you, right?
It's Lives of the Saints. It's myself and Bill Forth.
Bill Forth. Tell me about like how you get your rocks off when you're not producing, like with music. Like, do you put on a different hat? Like, do you approach it differently?
Absolutely. And that's actually a really tough transition going from being the producer engineer to being the artist. Because the analogy I use is sort of like when you're the producer, you're the designated driver. You're the one who has to sort of keep your head straight and make sure everything's going well. And I think to be an artist, you kind of need to be the drunk. You need to just sort of let yourself go, follow the muse down a ditch or whatever. And, you know, job of producers is to sort of keep everybody safe as they move through
the
creative process. So for me, it's a big challenge actually to, you know, after working 12 hours, you know, being the designated driver going, okay, now I'm the drunk, you know, and of course I'm talking figuratively about this. So a lot of times it actually takes me like a few days of downtime to kind of connect back and forth. But, you know, I've got my own album in the works. It's about 70% done. It's pathetic how long it's taken me to get it done. But again, I'm busy being a designated driver.
Right.
And, you know, when I get a chance to kind of perform, it's usually a lot of kind of ambient guitar stuff. I did a lot of work with guitarist Robert Fripp from King Crimson and his solo stuff and picked up a lot of that kind of style. And also my friend Bill Forth, also somebody who's done a lot of work with Robert Fripp and King Crimson. And so we collaborate whenever we can on creating sort of duet ambient guitar stuff. And I also get a chance to do work with a woman named Alexia, who is, you know, a huge, huge star in Greece. She's got like 20 gold or platinum records, a huge pop star. But we get to do together and do kind of crazy avant-garde improv stuff. We just, you know, we did a gig last year in Paris and, you know, have a album you can find on iTunes.
Cool. So do you pay Bill to press record and stop?
Oh, no, no.
Because like that's like the one thing, like I'm always producing my own stuff. Yeah. And I like pressing record and stop. You know, it's power. But like I've always wanted to work with someone who could just produce the record. I've never had the budget.
Yep.
You know, it's a function of that alone. So like someone else, like allow me to be the drunk, like hypothetically, or like, you know, how you're speaking before. Just allow me to be the guy, like allow me to be the talent, you know, I'll make the guitar racket. Like you tell me when it's not working, you know, because I'm always the guy having to figure that out on my own. And it kind of sucks in a way.
I have fantasies of that too.
Yeah. So we'll pool our money. We'll get, who did you say your favorite? Oh, Andy Wallace. We'll get Andy Wallace to come in and do the next record. So if you want to learn about Ronan Chris Murphy, he's the owner of Veneto West Studios, which is a great place. If you want to do some overdubbing, some mixing, it's tucked away in the mountains of California, north of LA, near Mount Pinos. Well, it's a secret, undisclosed location, but he'll tell you if you want to show him be a paying customer. I've worked with him personally on a record that I did. I can vouch for his skills as a human being and as an engineer. So VenetoWest.com is where you want to go to learn about that. Also, if you want to learn about recording in general, go to recordingbootcamp.com, where he can teach you his Jedi skills about how to do these kinds of things and to be a cool human being, which is probably the most important thing of all. So this is Lies of the Saints, a.k.a. Ronan Chris Murphy and Bill Forth. The song is Paralee Sleeps. Thank you, Ronan.
This is your song
on Independence Day.
Thank you.